Now, let's follow through here. We have certain privileges now. And notice what he says. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. And this is boldness of speech. To enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now, how do we get in there? By the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And when that veil was rent in twain, it was when Christ was crucified on the cross, and it indicated the way to God was open. Now, that ought to tell us something. The word here that is translated flesh, we are told here, a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, through his flesh. Now, that's the same word that you find in the prologue of John's gospel where he said the word became flesh. But he didn't say anything about a new and living way open to God. Because the incarnation, the life of Christ saves no one. It is now based on the death of Christ, you see. It's through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, we enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now, our right of entrance is through not his incarnation, but it was through the rending of the veil. And that veil was his flesh through his death. And you and I can only worship God through not the incarnation, or not through the life of Christ, but through the death of Christ for us on the cross. And friends, that's so important that I think I've said it now half a dozen times, and I think I'm going to say it another time, maybe several more times. Now, this is called here a new and living way. And that new is newly slain. Newly slain. In other words, it speaks of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ has opened up for you and me to God a new and living way, and that's through his crucifixion. That's through his death upon the cross, you see, newly slain. These old sacrifices, they just won't help you anymore, friends, at all. Now we come to something here that I feel, frankly, is very, very important indeed. And will you notice, he mentions here that we have these privileges.